So what parts of the country are you going to work in on Kings and Court? World, nationwide? Or?
Well, we're looking at lots of different ideas about how we can encourage more children. But one of the main areas we're looking at is parks. Because I don't know whether you saw the great Davis Cup match, America against Great Britain at Birmingham. And we'll see it next week after Wimbledon. Everybody goes to the park and gets the old rackets out, the old grubby balls, and hits balls over. You know, they try and play tennis. And after a week or so, the parks are empty again. And it just seemed to me that after that Davis Cup, when millions were watching it on television and there were hundreds of thousands watching in the NIA itself, that, you know, that week after, I saw lots of people, children and adults, on the courts in the parks, and but after that week they weren't there anymore. And it just struck me, we'd missed an opportunity. It was a golden opportunity to really say to them, hey, you know, don't just come this week, come back next week. But in order to do that, you've got to have some sort of community center for them to work from. You've got to have coaches in there who are going to encourage children and adults to play. And so our first initiative with Kids on Court will be to try and put together a nationwide parks program where we'll build units within the parks, because there are thousands of park courts that are there, some of them not in great shape, but, you know, we can work towards getting funding to upgrade courts. And we're going to run three pilot schemes next year, one in East Devon around Exmouth, one in Leeds in Hunslet, and one in a London borough, just to see exactly how much it's going to cost us to build a facility, to upgrade the courts, to put in a coach or coaches, to have somebody there running the place on a day-to-day basis, put together programs that will encourage children and adults to come and get involved in the sport.